Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman is here. The surface of the sun and the predictions of... Bob, a very good evening to you. You watch the sun closely. Last time I recall, we were dealing with a maximum. Any change?
The sun is apparently, according to the solar science community, was apparently ramping down to solar minimum after a maximum last year. That's what they predicted. And they had posted their prediction for the trend that would head downhill. I pointed out that there was no guarantee it was even going to go down. It might even come back up again and be a double peak maximum, as happened in the previous maximum. This is sunspot activity on the surface of the sun. That activity appears to have some influence on the Earth's climate, so it's important to know what's going on. We're trying to also understand the sun itself, which we really don't understand very well. Well, in the month of May that just ended, the sun did things that no one predicted. It actually dropped significantly, I mean really significantly, the number of sunspots on the surface. It crashed in terms of sunspot activity. And it crashed, if you look at the graph on Behind the Black, it's kind of stunning how much it dropped. It was completely out of range, totally different than anything it's done since it started to ramp up for maximum. In fact, this is the first time that the amount of sunspots on the sun for a month was below the predictions from the NOAA scientists. Every single month since 20, the activity on the surface has been much more than their prediction. And this time, suddenly it dropped way below. Don't ask me to explain it. Any scientist who says they understand it is lying. We do not know the fundamental processes that cause the sun to produce sunspots. We only know it's related to the dynamo of the sun, but we really don't understand why the sun does its dynamo and its magnetic field does the things it does. So this is a mystery, and it's a fundamental mystery that we really will want to solve, but we're not anywhere close to solving it, John.
The way to interpret this is that suddenly it dropped the number of sunspots to unpredicted lows. Is that the way?
That's correct. Very unpredicted lows. Way below anyone expected, and it's really a shocking thing to look at on the graph. It's really amazing.
I'm keen on finding out what happens next. Where does it go from here? Lower?
Yeah, and we have no idea, John. The predictions from the solar science community is that it'll stabilize along their curve as we ramp down. It's just as possible we should see a burst of activity, and it'll go up way above. We just don't have any idea.
We go to an exoplanet that doesn't exist. How did it manage that trick, Bob?
Well, it's not that it doesn't exist, John, but it shouldn't exist, according to all theories. This is another one of the uncertainty of science things, and it's similar to the solar cycle. Scientists have a theory on what forms gas giants. According to that theory, a small red dwarf star, very small, but just 20% of the sun's mass, should not have enough material in its accretion disk initially to produce giant gases, gas giants like Saturn. And here we find a red dwarf star, only 20% the mass of the sun, with a gas giant about half the mass of Saturn, but a little larger. Can't be. The theories say that's not possible. So obviously facts are wrong. We have to go with the theory. No, actually what this tells us is the theories have problems, John.
That reminds me of the theory we ran into problems with the last time we talked. The galaxy that it was now confirmed at 280 million years after the Big Bang, which is too early.
Yes, there's a lot of these. I like to report these because they tell us the uncertainty of science, very much so.
We now look at Pace Orbiter. I'm unfamiliar.
This is a, let me quick, because we don't have a lot of time, John. This is an orbiter that was launched in early 24. It looks at leaves on the Earth, surface of the Earth, as they change seasonally. And it's designed to actually show you how the forests of the Earth change during the year. And I've got a global picture up. It's released its first 12 months of data showing four seasons. It's going to work for another year. The budget cuts it at that point. This is a program that, you know, if you could find money elsewhere in the budget, this would be something to continue. It's very useful for determining how the plants are doing on Earth.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.